This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed concern over frauds going on in the name of digital arrest. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister underlined that all investigative agencies are working together with the state governments to deal with such frauds going on in the name of digital arrest. He reiterated that there is no provision of digital arrest under law. Mr. Modi enumerated three steps to digital security: stop, think, take action. He advised people to stay calm and never give their personal information to anyone. If possible, they should take a screenshot and record the conversation. Prime Minister counseled people to dial the National Cyber Helpline 1930 and report such incidents on cybercrime.gov.in. Prime Minister was pleased to note that Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan is successful and the campaign has become a part of nation's collective consciousness. He underlined that India is doing wonders in every sector after becoming self-reliant. India, which was the biggest buyer of defence equipment in the world, is now exporting to 85 countries. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Mr. Modi discussed two great heroes who had courage and far-sightedness, Sardar Patel and Bhagwan Birsa Munda. He announced that the country will celebrate their 150th birth anniversary. Mr. Modi urged people to share their thoughts on Iron Man of India, Sardar Patel, with hashtag Sardar150 and their thoughts on Dharti Aba Birsa Munda with hashtag Birsa Munda 150. Mr. Modi extended his wishes to the listeners of Mann Ki Baat for the upcoming festivals, Dhanteras, Diwali, Chhat Puja and Guru Nanak Jayanti. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that India's space economy will play a critical role in the country's growth. In an interview with the private media, Dr. Singh said the government has launched a 1,000 crore rupees venture capital fund for the space sector and introduced the Bio E3 policy aimed at creating a bio economy. He said the Modi government's major initiatives in the first 100 days of its third term signify its commitment to advancing India's role on the global innovation stage. The minister highlighted that these initiatives not only bolster India's scientific prowess but also contribute to a sustainable, self-reliant economy that can withstand global shifts in industry and resources. Union Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal has said India will soon have the second largest metro network in the world. Addressing the valedictory ceremony of 17th Urban Mobility India Conference at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, the minister stressed on the sustainable and equitable public transport. Mr. Manohar Lal said the government has undertaken tremendous strides to ensure sustainable and integrated urban transport. He said during the last 10 years, more than 725 kilometers has been operationalized in the country and another 974 kilometers of metro network is under construction. The government today dismissed the media reports which claimed that the rural employment under the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme MGNREG has dipped by 16% in the first half of the current year. The Rural Development Ministry said that MGNREG scheme is a demand-driven scheme and the current financial year is still ongoing. Therefore, it is not possible to fix an exact target of person days generation. The ministry noted that the total person days generated between 2014-15 to 2024-25 were 2,923 crore, whereas the total person days generated between 2006-7 to 2013-14 were only 1,660 crore. Prime Minister of Spain Pedro Sanchez will arrive in India today on a three-day official visit. He will be accompanied by his spouse Begoña Gómez. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this will be Sanchez's first visit to India. The visit of the Prime Minister of Spain is taking place after 18 years. During the visit, he will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The two leaders will inaugurate the final assembly line plant of C-295 aircraft at Vadodara in Gujarat, a flagship Make in India initiative in the aviation sector, which is being set up by Tata Advanced Systems in collaboration with Airbus Spain. And in women's cricket, the second one-day international between India and New Zealand is underway in Ahmedabad. Opting to bat first, New Zealand have set a target of 260 runs. Chasing the target, hosts were 90 for 5 in 21 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.